In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Just as whenever our Lord worked a miracle, it was not simply to help the person who the miracle was directed towards, whether it be feeding the multitude, or casting out a demon, or healing the sick. That miracle also was a sign of who Jesus is, that he is true God and true man. Because he's true man, because you can see him, and he's true God because of what he can do. And it is also a sign that the kingdom of God is in the midst of the people. Because remember what the prophets had foretold about the coming of the Messiah, that the lame should walk and the blind should see, and so on and so forth. This was true of Jesus when he was physically present on earth, working among us. And it is also true of the miracles that he works through his disciples. And so, when Peter and John, or rather when Jesus, through Peter and John, helped the crippled man, made him so he could walk, Peter and John were quick to point out that they weren't the ones doing it, that it was Jesus. And then they were quick to point out the significance of this, that the Jesus whom the people had consented to crucify, either passively or actively, was in fact the Messiah, the holy and righteous one. And now that the people knew who he was, they pointed out what the people must do: repent of their sins, turn from them, and be baptized. You know, that is what every sign of the presence of God among us is telling us to do, that God is real. And if God is real, then we must follow him, right? And we must obey him, right? And so it's the same thing. Whether it be a big, flashy miracle, like helping the lame wake, or the many lame walk, rather. Lame wake, you know, that's coffee. That's a little different. Whatever the miracle is, it could be the constant presence of God in our lives, it requires of us that we believe and turn from our sins and live out our baptism, those of us who have already been baptized. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.